Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In celebration of opening day, we've got a special episode of the Moth Podcast for you. The theme is baseball and the surprising ways it connects people.
I gaze out at the players on the field, and then I look over at my dad, and I realize that in the silence between us that something has changed. It's like I'm seeing him for the first time.
Two stories about baseball, family, and so much more. The episode's available right now. Subscribe to the Moth Podcast to make sure you hear it.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring. Boring.
You guys get bored by baseball. Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you. You.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
This is Daniel Bard.
It's Steve Aoki.
Here's Saul Tillamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball
isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
All right, here we go. Baseball's moving on, and so are we. Powering into the postseason. Yep, Rangers, Twins, Phillies, Diamondbacks, all advancing in the playoffs. Now we get to see the next round. It's going to be awesome. It really is going to be awesome. And so I was in the Phillies clubhouse last night, and really it struck me that clubhouse, being in all these different clubhouses throughout baseball throughout this year, that there is a common theme. And I talked a little bit about it with the Rich Hill today on earlier on the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast, which, by the way, you should go listen if for no other reason. Rich Hill's coming back, oldest active player in any of the four major professional sports. But we talked about the clubhouse dynamic, and you walk into that Phillies clubhouse and you get a good vibe, man. Like, you get a secure vibe, you get a vibe. Well, here you go. Let me play this before we get to the meat and potatoes of this Baseball Isn't Boring on the go. This is Jake Cave talking about the dynamic of the Phillies clubhouse.
How good are you guys at celebrating? I know that's a weird question,
but you know what's funny? I think we're really good at celebrating. I think we're better than every other team at celebrating. This is incredible. I mean, the guys have a hell of a time. You know, we drink a lot, we party, we have a good time, and then we come back the next day and we're ready for business.
So you answered my only other question, which was, we dreaded to identify the least, I asked Brandon this, the least boring team in the playoffs.
Oh, yeah, I think that correlates. I think if you're the most boring team, I don't think you're going to win at all. I think you got to be able to party with your teammates. You know, these are your guys, these are your family. I've been grinding with these guys not specifically up here. I've been up here for a few months, whatever, but I've been grinding with these guys since spring training. If you can't party with the guys, then I don't think you have a winning team. I think we have both. I think we have a hell of a good team, and we party really hard, which leads to a lot of team camaraderie and at least a lot of wins.
Well, it's hard to argue, right? It's hard to argue. Usually the teams that are the most interesting, the most entertaining, that know how to party the best, they're a tight-knit group. They're the ones who probably are going to advance or at least do pretty, pretty well. All right, well, the Phillies are doing really well. So how is that club? How has that clubhouse been constructed? What is the dynamic there? And how do you put a team together like the Phillies? Well, we turn to the main people involved who are responsible to it. Dave Dombrowski, John Middleton, and GM Sam Fold. I talked to all of them after the Phillies clinching win. All right, we're going to start with Dombrowski. Then we'll go get to the Phillies owner, and that's John Middleton. And then we'll get to Sam Fold. So I hope you enjoy. Another Baseball Isn't Boring on the go. Like I said, we're going to keep marching on, and this is a great example of it. Phillies decision makers.
Last year was great, but this year, walking this clubhouse, it seems like you really put together a sort of a team that like you would be proud of, right?
Well, it's a quality club. I mean, our organization has done such a good job of putting it together. But I think we're a little better this year as we build upon it. Now, it doesn't mean you're going to go as far, but with the experience that we have, the way we're in a position where we're more athletic than we've been, we've got a lot of younger players on our team. So it's an exciting club. Now we just have to go out and play well. We've got our work cut out for us.
Just like in 18, this is the last question. I know you're going to get one. The clubhouse dynamic, I walk in the clubhouse and I see that. I see that dynamic about how you put it, the personalities and the prioritizing the personalities. I mean, how much did that go into building this club?
Well, a lot. I mean, I think it's extremely important to have that right chemistry. And it starts with the manager and the coaching staff. And then you have the players, and we have some quality leaders on our club. You have people like Schwarber and Harper and the rest of the group just followed. We had a guy like Turner, Ria Multos here. The list goes on. So we have a lot of really not only good players, but leadership and good qualities that they bring. And then they welcome the young players because all of a sudden you see guys like Bohm and Stott and Marsh. And now you see a Rojas join us, a Sanchez who hasn't pitched in a series, a Kirkering. So we got a real good combination of individuals with the ball club.
I have to ask, does it remind you of 18 at all?
Well, you know, the only way I would say it remind me of 18 is that we end up winning the championship. So that club was so good. So that was really good.
All right. As an owner, when you see this, this must be what it's all about.
Oh, right? Yeah, it is. It's great. This is why you do it.
Is it? You've been through a few of these. Yeah. Now, how does this one feel right now?
They're like children. Everyone's special. They're all different, but they're all special.
Yeah. When you put the team together, or, you know, part of putting the team together, when you see the camaraderie and you see how this team has come together, that must make you, is it what you envisioned?
Well, I want to be clear. It's what Dave envisioned.
Yeah.
I mean, I wanted it too, but Dave knows players. He can evaluate them. And every time we sign somebody or trade for somebody, the character of that person is vitally important to Dave. And we just pass on people who are good players but don't have what he wants. And that, as a result of that, you get this. And it's great.
And you can really see it.
I mean, you can feel it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you really can.
Yeah. What do you feel? What do those crowds feel like the past 2 nights, these 2 nights?
I love the Philadelphia fans. It's greatest fan base in the world. No place. The thing is, we intimidate people. And we've been doing it for decades. I mean, we're the guys who proved for hoops off the mound in 1977.
There's such an energy in here. I mean, yesterday you're throwing balls into the stands. You're throwing probably 50 balls into the stands before the game.
Right.
100. So, like, where do you think all this fun energy comes from?
We just like each other. Built a lot of enthusiasm.
You knew that your team was going to have to go through the Braves if you guys want to accomplish it, and now you're getting the Braves.
Right.
How excited are you for this matchup to try to take them down again?
So I really respect the Braves, all from the top of Terry McGurk all the way down. Players are good, their coaching staff's good. It's a challenge. We're going to have to play really, really well. You know what? That's what makes it fun.
The Braves have been a thing for as long as, you know, you've been here.
Yeah.
From your perspective, what makes them such a kind of a behemoth that's here every year?
So they have a really, really good scouting and player development system. You know, and we've had it in different times in the past. We get it for like 5 or 7 years, and then we lose it. And we got to stop that. We got to get it and keep it. So,
as a player, you went through this.
Yeah, never advanced past the DS, but played in 3 playoffs, and there's nothing better.
So now the obvious question is executive versus player. It's different, I know.
It's a lot more nerve-wracking watching, I'll say that. You feel like, you know, you're helpless, you can't control anything once the bell rings. So you just feel like a fan, and you sit back and watch, and sit at the edge of your seat and do the best you can to keep your heart rate down. But yeah, it's way different, but there's nothing better than being in this room and getting champagne poured on you.
I've been around Dave. I've from Boston. I've been around Dave. What have you learned working with him? I learned a lot.
It's hard. I could probably go on and on about what I've learned from him, but you know, I think his commitment to winning is unparalleled. Nobody cares more about winning than Dave Dombrowski, and that's something to be said for that, for a guy who's been doing it at such a high level for so long. I think he's as committed to this team as he has been with any organization that he's been with, and it's infectious. And he's changed this organization. Showed us what winning is about, and it's just been a pleasure to work for him.
One of the things that really impressed me is the clubhouse, like, it's the dynamic of the clubhouse, and you've been in a clubhouse, obviously, but the dynamic of the clubhouse where you have a bunch of guys who are securing themselves, who are all pulling, and to put a team together like that, it's not easy, because you want to be able to put the best, you know, spin rates and everything else. So what was that like?
Well, culture's important. I think we've always believed in that. The people in the front office, the coaching staff and the players, we all believe in culture and what an impact that can make. And credit to Rob Thompson for setting an environment to allow everybody to be themselves, whether you've got a day of service time or 10 years of service time. I think that goes a long way, and you can tell the smiles on the faces in the dugout, the camaraderie that this group has. I don't think it's any surprise that we've played the way that we have because of the group of guys that we have in this clubhouse. Yeah.